Hawaii, the island state, was born of the sea and is beholden to the sea. It has vast ocean resources which must be protected and used wisely, lest they be damaged or even destroyed. But more than this, these resources must continue to nurture Hawaii's economy and then be expanded to meet its growing needs. To diversify that economy, to create new jobs and bring new income into the state, and even contribute to the world's biggest problem, feeding the hungry and the malnourished. One of the most promising ways of putting the sea to work for us in a way that will benefit our state, our nation, and the world is aquaculture, the raising of food animals and plants, both in ocean water and in fresh water. In recent years, Hawaii's state administration and the legislature have been working to develop a viable aquaculture industry. Overall responsibility for this aquaculture development is given to the State Marine Affairs Coordinator, a function presently assigned to the State Department of Planning and Economic Development. It works closely with the State Department of Land and Natural Resources, the University of Hawaii, especially the Sea Grant Program there, and with other state and federal and county agencies. The Marine Affairs Coordinator oversees a multitude of ocean and water-related activities other than aquaculture. To coordinate them, five broad functional classifications have been established. One, the basic resources inventory, what we have to use or to work with in Hawaii. Two, the preservation, conservation, restoration function. Three, the facilities support and development function. Four, the education training function. And five, the economic development function. In each of these classifications, there are numerous ongoing activities. For example, under the inventory classification, the state is conducting a survey of all the fisheries resources in the far reaches of Hawaii, the northwestern Hawaiian islands. These northwestern islands, a chain of islands, atolls, reefs, and shoals, form the western end of the 1,650-mile archipelago, which makes up the state of Hawaii. This red ribbon placed on a map of the mainland United States represents the area covered by the state's major inhabited islands, about 400 miles. But when the total expanse of Hawaii is compared with the mainland, this is the result. All of the islands except Midway and Kurei are part of the Hawaiian Islands National Wildlife Refuge, created in 1909 by President Theodore Roosevelt. This is Pearl and Hermes Reef, the first atoll east of Midway. It's a nesting ground for the white-chested Laysan albatross and the gray-chested black-footed albatross, both of which are much more commonly referred to by Midway-based servicemen as goonie birds. The atoll's beaches are also a vacation spot for the Hawaiian monk seal and the home of the Hawaiian green sea turtle. Its life cycle is the subject of a 3-year management study being funded by the state. But the really big attraction of Hawaii's outer reaches are fish that can be harvested as part of an expanded fishing industry. This is the Townsend Cromwell, a National Marine Fisheries Service ship, which is investigating fisheries resources in the northwestern islands as part of a 5-year cooperative federal-state project. The waters there appear to have an abundance of fish, as we see in this catch from a fish trap set out 48 hours earlier outside the Pearl and Hermes Reef. The objective of the study is to assure that there's enough fish to support commercial fishing while still leaving enough to support the needs of the birds, the seals, and turtles within the refuge area. A further and very important investment in the future of our state's marine resources is in education and training. Our future citizens must be taught the importance of the sea and made aware of its wonders. The Waikiki Aquarium has special tours which give children a look at marine life in its natural tide pool environment. Young people of high school age are trained in basic ocean sciences with at-sea, hands-on experience, including a sail back to port. And at the college level, a marine option program is open to students from all disciplines. These marine option students are performing an underwater baseline study at tiny Molokini Island off the south coast of Maui. At Leeward Community College, there's marine technician training, where students go to sea to learn basic seamanship and commercial fishing methods aboard a research ship. There are well-established educational facilities such as the Pacific Biomedical Research Center and those still under construction like the university's Marine Expeditionary Center at Snug Harbor. The state has acquired title to the undersea habitat Aegir, which in 1970 spent a record 5 days on the sea bottom, 520 feet down. Its home is the Makapuu Oceanographic Pier, which also houses several other recently acquired hyperbaric facilities for research and medical use, including this decompression chamber. The state of Hawaii is studying new and environmentally protective ways of recovering some of its undersea resources, like submerged sand deposits. A diver implants a mining head into a submerged sand deposit at depths of up to 150 feet. Once in place, the mining head hydraulically forces sand up through flexible hoses. Unlike the dredging method, lost sand doesn't cloud up the water column and doesn't endanger bottom-dwelling sea life. Another resource being harvested in a new way, the deep-growing precious coral, such as this colony of pink coral found at depths of 1,200 to 1,500 feet. Traditional harvest methods, dragging heavily weighted nets through coral beds, have been replaced by a small submersible, this one used by the coral recovery and sales firm Maui Divers. It's equipped with a special cutter and a mechanical claw, which we see on the lower left of the screen. In this manner, the coral is gathered selectively and none is wasted. The precious corals are then skillfully processed into jewelry, an industry which provides a growing number of jobs for Hawaii residents, and beautiful, long-lasting souvenirs for thousands of visitors. The jewels of Hawaii Sea. Far less beautiful, though potentially more valuable, are mineral deposits on the ocean floor, such as these manganese nodules. Vast areas a few hundred miles to the southeast and southwest of Oahu are covered with nodules rich in nickel, copper, and cobalt, as well as manganese. Hawaii is getting some foreign competition in this field. The German ship Valdivia, for example, has been operating out of Hawaii since 1972 and is presently negotiating with the state's foreign trade zone to store nodules here. And this is a Japanese ship testing a method of mining nodules called the Continuous Line Bucket System. A University of Hawaii research vessel assisted the Japanese with this project. While the state ponders its role in the manganese deposits outside its territorial waters, it's also analyzing manganese-enriched deposits found in Hawaiian channel waters, such as these crusts with relatively high concentrations of cobalt. And last fall, beds of phosphorite, a valuable component in fertilizer production, were spotted along the northwestern Hawaiian island chain, although it isn't yet known how much phosphorite there is or what it's worth. The sea as an alternate source of energy is being tested at Keaholi Point on the Big Island of Hawaii. The state has a natural energy outdoor laboratory there, conducting experiments on combining wind, solar, and wave energy. It's the nation's first sea-based ocean thermal energy conservation experiment. Here we see a wave energy pump being lowered into the ocean for testing in Hawaiian waters. However, none of these exciting, even fascinating marine activities is considered more crucial or promising than aquaculture. This is the state's Anuenue Fisheries Research Center, recognized as the world's foremost center of research on and production of the giant Malaysian prawn. Though not appealing creatures, these prawns are delicious and they command the price of $4 to $5 a pound in local markets. And despite the price, the demand far exceeds the supply. Here's one of Hawaii's aquaculture ventures in the private sector, Fish Farms Hawaii on the island of Maui. This firm specializes in rearing channel catfish in ponds like this one. At the moment, raising catfish in this manner is Hawaii's second largest aquaculture activity. Another very promising private enterprise is Kahuku Seafood Plantation on the northern tip of Oahu. Oysters are the stars of this aquaculture success. They're being grown here in less than one-third the time it takes in a natural environment. Mature oysters are ready to eat after only 8 to 9 months, as opposed to 3 years in a natural ocean oyster bed. The secret is that the plantation utilizes Hawaii's warm sun to keep the water at warmer than normal temperatures and to generate algae and phytoplankton through photosynthesis. In other words, the plantation grows its own oyster food. In the not-too-distant future, this oyster farm expects to be able to supply all of Hawaii's oyster needs and still have plenty left for export. The plantation expects to expand into other readily saleable breeds of marine life shortly, such as Maine lobster, shrimp, and clams. The state's master plan for aquaculture includes a survey of many existing seaside fish ponds, some dating back several centuries, like these two on the island of Hawaii. It's expected that they'll be restored and used just as the Hawaiians of old did, to cultivate fish. Hawaii sees a great future in aquaculture. Governor George Ariyoshi put it this way in his State of the State address to the legislature this year. I foresee a tremendous economic future in Hawaii's aquaculture industry, where we will grow prawns and clams and oysters, much as today's farmers raise pigs and cattle and market them throughout the world. The state is still at work on its comprehensive aquaculture development plan to be completed during the current fiscal year. Then substantial federal funding will be needed to carry the plan to its productive stages. The plan establishes an aquaculture development network between public and private facilities such as Oceanic Institute and the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology. Aquaculture is a dream now becoming a reality. It's a way of building a broader economic base and increasing employment in Hawaii. It means more and better food possibilities for the developing regions of the world. And Hawaii is, we believe, the state where conditions are best for stimulating the global development of aquaculture today. Hawaii and the sea are inseparable. Together, they give us the joy of a sandy beach and a frothy surf. Sailing, an exciting hydrofoil ride, or a quiet dinner in a sheltered inlet. Through the science of aquaculture, together with its other marine resources, Hawaii may help give the world new hope for a new day with all the promise of an island sunset.